most of the offices at the Capitol are locked and empty as lawmakers enjoy some time off. But there's a flurry of activity going on in Representative Daphna Michelson-Janay's office.
In the wake of the STEM shooting, the question on every parent's and community member's mind is, what are we doing to keep our kids safe in school, and why isn't it working?
She and three other Democrats, along with four Republicans, will try to answer that question. And Michelson-Janay already has some ideas.
Our threat assessments right now have a bias to them that are targeting the wrong people. Because if we look at where the shootings are happening and who is doing the shootings, we're targeting the people who aren't doing the shootings. So how do we create a threat assessment tool that actually reflects the population of Colorado?
Republican Senator Paul Lundeen is also on the school safety committee. They'll meet monthly through October, and in between, he says they'll hold public meetings to get feedback.
It's very, very early and very difficult to hazard a guess of what might happen. But it could be very small, but hopefully still meaningful, or very broad. I mean, obviously, if you're going very broad tends to be very expensive. It had better be really meaningful.
And when they wrap up, Michelson-Janay says they'll have ideas to take back to the full legislature in January.
We will come out, hopefully, with five bipartisan pieces of legislation that make a measurable impact in the safety and mental health and security of our community.
Meanwhile, Governor Jared Polis has put together his own plan in response to the STEM shooting. He wants an additional $3 million to spend on an existing program that provides schools with mental health professionals. But lawmakers opposed to the request say there isn't enough money for it. Daphna Michelson-Janay also feels like there is a disconnect between the governor and what her committee is doing.
I learned about the governor's proposal in the news, and I am working closely with the governor's office, but this sort of happened apart from our meeting. I don't think that they were going down the wrong road at all.
But when I asked if the governor's proposal might end up being one of the five pieces of legislation her committee will draft, she was more skeptical.
I don't necessarily think that you will see his proposal in the form of a direct piece of legislation that we recommend, but you might see the similar idea come forward in the legislation that we work on together as a community.
Not all of the Polis plan was rejected, though. Lawmakers agreed to spend $327,000 to hire four new mental health professionals at the state's School Safety Resource Center, which works to prevent violence and shootings.
They'll just be boots on the ground in those school districts so that they can get that consultation and extra support almost immediately.
Chris Harms is the center's director.
Having regional offices with regional trainers who can be there on the ground very quickly to a rural school district, whether it's to sit and assist them with their threat assessment planning, whether it's to help with a suicide assessment, to work through a tabletop exercise, whatever it may be, that we think that the schools were more likely to reach out to somebody that they know locally.
She says Colorado has been a leader in safety efforts, with schools carrying out thousands of threat assessments to help prevent violence.
I really hope parents understand that people are taking their students' safety as a priority in our schools and are working very hard to try to keep our kids safe.
Ahead of the meeting, Harms thinks schools and teachers need more training and time for professional development. And Daphna Michelson-Janay says mental health must also be a focus of their discussions and future actions. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.